Sports betting brethren, bring it up. Happy Friday. Today is July 20th, 2018. July 20th, Friday, 2018. And thanks so much for stopping by sportsbetuniversity.com. We are building listenership, and we couldn't be more happy. We feel like we just want to try to give as much value as we can, and we appreciate you having the time or spending the time to stop by and listen to us. We want to give you a couple minutes a day so you can stop in, get some insights, get some information, understand the reasons we try to get you educated, get you elevated, and help you understand how and why the teachings that we share with our courses and our clients, how you can put money in your pocket and again, get yourself educated, get yourself elevated so you can do this on your own for years and years to come. And then in the meantime, share the top picks and picks of the day again to help you boost that and get that off the ground. Today's big message is to stop by the website, sportsbetuniversity.com. Get yourself signed up for mybookie.ag, one of the newest books that we have. I want to just totally endorse and promote them. And it's best thing you can do is get yourself going, get yourself playing. One of all the books we have, people got two and three different accounts so that they can have the ability to shop the prices as it were, for every little half a point, every little bit of juice that counts. So when you do stop by sportsbetuniversity.com, let us know if you have questions, let us know how we can help. We're here as a US-based company to be a conduit for you with the best books that are out there. So we want to help you have a higher success rate. So anyway, on to today's top picks. We have two for you. And the reason why we have two is because we know that some of you don't care, don't watch, don't give a crap about WNBA, but we hit it one last night. And for some of you that did check in, we had a quick winner for you with the Las Vegas Aces. They were actually a dog at 9.5 and ended up winning outright. So that was a winner we gave you yesterday. We did lose our CFL game, which sucks. However, kind of just sprinkle some of that in for fun. And we will tell you if we do have one that we prefer over the other, so you can kind of hedge your units that way. So for example, today we have another strong WNBA play that's going to be on Connecticut -2.5. They're going up against Seattle. We do feel like Connecticut's going to be able to get it done, so that's something we're probably going to put a couple units on. Knowing that you want to play some MLB, we have a nice selection for you today, but the very, very chalky board, very, very and as it always is when you come back from the All-Star break, but we're going to do this for you today. We're gonna use Toronto as our pick and our selection here against Baltimore at home. Even though Bundy's a strong pitcher for Baltimore, we feel like the air just coming out of Baltimore's balloon as Machado gets shipped off, and just the energy and the mojo is just not going to be there. We feel like Toronto's at least still trying to play hard. And we feel like Toronto, even though it's a price around 150, we do want to give that one to you as our baseball selection. Others that we like, those are our loves. As we always tell you guys, just like anything, you have your likes and your loves. Not that the likes aren't bad, but you know, we do love the other ones. Things to look at or things to consider would be the Dodgers. Dodgers are on the road against Milwaukee. We feel like they're going to be pumped up energetically and, you know, really playing well. That would be another one we look at as the Dodgers money line there. That price is inflated pretty much, so kind of took it out of our scope. And the last like that we do have for you to play, if you want to consider it, the only reason why we don't like it is, quite frankly, it's a fucking late night game out on the coast. We're going to go with the under-9 San Francisco-Oakland game. So there's a couple extras for you just to give you some extra value. So we'll recap those top picks. We have our UConn, Connecticut, 2.5 in WNBA over Seattle. I also have Toronto money line against Baltimore at home. A couple of throw-ins that we do like. Certainly, but we like this Dodgers line too because it bumped up about 20 cents. That tells us a lot of folks are hitting that one, so we'd rather go with them than against them. But so we got some Dodger action and a little bit of the under-9 in the Oakland San Francisco game. A last little sprinkle in, we'd throw some Philadelphia. Phillies at you at home, or actually playing San Diego. So we do like Arrieta to get it done tonight. So those are some selections. The reasons are a lot of times right now you're going with momentum, going with mojo. You're going with sort of the previous couple of months have told you and showed you who these teams are, and so we're following suit and trying to find the best value, even though it's a very chalky board today. So hopefully this helps. Put some money in your pocket. Go get it, and we'll be back tomorrow. Actually. I take that back. We'll be back Monday. If you do want to have the weekend selections, you need to text messages or send a message via Twitter. Send a message via the website. Stop by the website at sportsbetuniversity.com. Send us an email. Say, hey, put me on your weekends and holiday schedule so we can get those picks out to you. Otherwise, it's definitely a Monday through Friday thing. If we can do them, which is very rare over the weekends, we will. But if you want to be guaranteed the selections coming out, please let us know so we can get that value to you. Thanks, guys.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.